It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. I have a model today I want to show you. How are you? I'm feeling good. In fact, I feel like sitting on the floor. Yeah, so we can put this together. Can you guess what kind of a model it might be? Okay. Here are all the parts. There's 7 parts. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the fuselage. Did you ever hear that word for the body of an airplane? Fuselage. I like that word. When I was little, I used to play with words a lot. Now, the wing must fit across like that. So it'll have to go into this little slit here. There. I'll make it poke through. There it comes. The wing into the fuselage. There, that's that much of it. All right. Now here's the stabilizer. We'll put the stabilizer back here. Stabilizer into the fuselage. Do you like words like that? Big words? There, that fits in there. And do you know what this is? This part of it? It's right on the nose of the fuselage, and it's called a propeller. When I was a little boy, somebody gave me a model that was very, very hard to make. Yeah. And I tried putting it together. And I just couldn't, and I got angry, and I cried, and everything. This is a rubber band that I'm putting on now. But you know what happened? My father finally got me a model that was easy to put together, and he helped me to get started with it. Boy, did I feel better about that. Yeah, I got it together fine. And then I saved that hard one for much later, when I really could put it together. Mm-hmm. I grew to be able to do that. But I had to start with the easy one first. There's a man in our neighborhood who makes great big model airplanes and flies them, too. Yeah, and he said that he'd come over today and show us one of his biggest ones. Why don't we just go out to the porch and wait for him, all right? Fly out. The man's name is Mr. Williamson. He's a friend of mine. But he was a little boy once, too. And he couldn't make big, complicated model airplanes when he was a little boy. But there are some things that children can do best, even better than grown-ups. Who can crawl under a table? Who can sit under a chair? Who can fit their feet in little shoes and sleep most anywhere? Who can play very much longer, play much harder than grown-ups ever dare? You're a child, so you can do it. Children do it anywhere. Who can wake up every morning and be ready right away? Who can notice all the tiny things that other people say? Who can make the things they play with something different for every single day? You're a child, and you can do it. Children do it anyway. Roll in the grass, squish in the mud, lick an ice cream cone, sing to a bass, splash in a flood, by a stepping stone, all alone. Who can put your hand in my hand and be ready to feel all safe and strong? You're a child, so you can do it. Children do it all life long. Let's try flying this, okay? Well, it's fun to pretend. Oh, there's Don now. I'd like you to meet him. Hi, Don.
Hello.
Good to see you. I'd like you to know my neighbors. It's Don Williamson.
Hi.
Now, here's this big model plane of his. Boy, it's a lot bigger than mine.
It certainly is.
How long did it take you to make it?
Almost 4 months.
4 months? What, do you wind it up? Does it have a
rubber band? Has a gasoline engine and is controlled with radio equipment.
Well, when you send it off into the sky, how do you make it come back?
Well, I have controls at the field that I can make these different maneuvers and bring it back.
I see. You mean you have a kind of a thing that you can, from the ground,
yes,
make it
go? Yes, it's a transmitter. I call it a transmitter.
Boy.
Would you like to see it fly?
Would you like to see it fly? Yes, we would.
Very well. You can watch it from here while I go to the field.
Okay. We'll watch it from here. He has all of his equipment set up in the field over there. And he'll make it fly for us. Let's just look over there and see it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Don. Would you bring it over once more, please?
Of course.
Boy, did that ever fly well. You enjoy that, don't you?
Oh, I love this hobby. I really enjoy it.
You made little models when you were small, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I was always interested in model airplanes and real airplanes.
Could I touch it?
Of course.
It's very, very smooth. Boy, it goes well.
Well, I must go now.
Thank you very much for bringing it today.
Oh, glad to do it.
One of our special neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
With a special talent. Did you see the propeller on his plane? It went so fast, you just couldn't see it separately like that. Mm-mm. Were you able to watch it up in the sky on your television? Were you able just to, your eyes, just follow it, all of the patterns that it made in the sky? And then it came now, whoosh, down and up. That was something good to look at. Let's go inside. There's a model in here. Can you guess what model that might be? A model of the neighborhood of make-believe. That's what models are. Small things of something else. Daniel Striped Tiger's clock. And who lives in here? Mm-hmm. Ornithorhynchus anatinus. And her mother and father, Dr. Bill, and Mrs. Platypus. We can pretend something special about them today. There's Lady Elaine Fairchild's place. Museum go round. Now, who lives in here? Who lives in this house? And who lives in there? Henrietta, an X. And there's Corny's factory. And a castle. Let's pretend that this is the day that the platypuses go to Australia. You know, Dr. Bill's going to the pediatrician school there. And yesterday, they sent them a flying machine. So let's see if their flying machine works. What do you suppose King Friday the 13th will think about that? Let's just pretend, okay? Here's the trolley for the neighborhood of make-believe.
Lady Evelyn, I never did give him permission to leave. Never.
But Uncle Friday, you wanted him to learn more about babies and more about his school.
Why can't he learn right here at home?
There are some things you learn away from home.
Some things you learn away from
home. Hi, Lady Evelyn.
Oh.
Hi,
Handyman Negri, I presume.
Correct as usual, King Friday.
Yeah.
The platypuses are nearly ready to leave, and you should see the strange contraption they're supposed to fly in.
I did not give my permission.
They'd like you to launch the flying machine, if you would, King Friday.
Launch the flying machine?
Yes, just like launching an ocean vessel for the first time.
Oh, well, that might be pleasant. Where's the launching site?
At the platypus place, Your Majesty.
Oh, well, I shall see if it all befits a king. Go prepare the way, Handyman Negri.
Yes, sir. Bye, Lady.
Lady Evelyn, we shall count to 1,000 before we go. Very well.
One, two, three.
Meow, 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 meow.
Oh, I don't know, Henriette. I don't know who's going to do it.
Yes, Duck Bill, who is going to pump up the flying machine?
Well, we won't do that till the last minute.
Oh, but who will do it then?
Handyman Negri, I guess. Hi, everybody. Handy.
I have good news, everybody.
What is it?
What is it, Handyman?
King Friday's going to help us launch the flying machine.
Does he want to pump it up?
I think I'd better do that.
No, not yet, Handyman. Not yet. Just the minute before we start to leave. That's when you pump up the flying machine.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, can I help you with these suitcases?
Hi, we help
and
you pack.
Yeah, sure, if you please. Pump it up sure. a little All more, right. then it really will go up in the sky.
Oh, yeah. Here, get the suitcases.
I never saw such a thing. I really never did. Never saw such a thing.
Hi. Hi. Well, they're awfully busy, Uncle Friday.
Oh, yeah. I see all of these festivities here.
Uncle Friday's here, everybody.
Oh, hello there, King.
Well, hello, King Friday.
Yes, well, here I am to help you launch the flying machine. Yes, are you prepared to make it go to Australia?
Are you ready, Elsie Jean, dear?
Oh, you mean you're going to go so soon?
I have Ornithorhynchus anatinus and the first lessons and all we're going to need for 21 days, so I guess we're ready.
Very well, I'll begin my speech. It is with deep regret and high expectation that we of the neighborhood of make-believe bid you farewell today. I, King Friday the 13th, as launcher of this flying machine, bid you fly, fly, fly.
Wonderful speech, Uncle
Why doesn't it fly?
I'm supposed to pump it up.
I'm supposed to pump it up.
I have to get in now.
Come along. Fly it up.
You're ready now. Be careful, dear. They're pumping it up.
That's all right, Elsie Jean.
I never saw such a thing. All right. Just
be very calm. Oh, it's coming beautifully. Oh, that's pretty.
Nice, dear.
That, Lady Lane?
That's my handyman doing that.
Yes,
there he is, my handyman making it go up like that.
It's getting bigger. It's ready to go up.
Okay.
All right.
A little more.
I bid you fly, fly, fly.
Great. Are you ready now? Get on
in
here.
Oh, when they go.
Hi.
Oh, boy, I think this is really exciting, don't you?
Oh, boy.
Bye.
Goodbye, Elsie Jean.
Farewell.
Goodbye.
Farewell. I, King Friday the 13th, bid you fly, fly, fly. Farewell. Farewell.
Bye. Best of luck, Dr. Bill. Bye, Elsie Jean. Bye, Ornithorhynchus anatinus.
So the platypuses went up in the air in their funny flying machine. Did you ever hear air coming out of a balloon like that? Now this balloon is filled with my breath. Breath is the air that comes out of your mouth. So it won't go up in the air. It'll fall. It might bounce, but it'll fall like that. But if it were filled with something that was lighter than air, it might go up. Now, helium gas is lighter than air, and I have some out here. Let's fill this blue one with that. This tank is just filled with helium gas. So we'll put some right in here and fill up the... Wow. Woo! It said. See it going up? Wants to go up already. Have you ever had a balloon that was filled with helium gas? Look, now watch it. See? Wants to go up. I'll put a string on it. We can keep it down. One time when I was a little boy, I had a balloon filled with helium, and I let the string go, and up it went. Yeah. But then I learned how to put it on a button or a zipper thing like this. And that anchored it down. See? Now it won't go away. Lots of things happened to me when I was little. Did that kind of thing ever happen to you? You know, that it would just go whoosh. Did you ever fall and hurt your hand or knee? Did you ever bite your tongue? Did you ever find the stinger of a bee stuck in your thumb? I did too. It seems the things that you do, I did too. When I was very new, I had lots of hurts and scares and worries. When I was growing up like you, did you ever trip and fall down on the stairs? Did you ever stub your toe? Did you ever dream of great big grizzly bears who wouldn't go? I did too. It seems the things that you do, I did too. When I was very new, I had lots of hurts and scares and worries. When I was growing up, when I was growing up, when I was growing up like you. And I didn't like to put my toys away. No. But somebody had to. And they were my toys, so I did it. I had lots of hurts and scares and worries when I was growing up. Little food for the weekend. When I was growing up like you. We've done a lot together this week, you and I. And I've enjoyed being with you. And I'll be back when the week is new. And I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to do. And I will too. I'll think of you when I'm not here. 'Cause thinking of people makes them seem near. The friends who know you love you cheerfully. I do too. I will have more ideas for you next week. You'll have a lot of more ideas for me, too. I like you just the way you are. You're my friend. That's why I like to visit with you. See you next week. Bye.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is made possible by grants from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.